The Old Red Truck. The following two verses are examples of how the word discreet is used in God's Word. Now therefore let Pharaoh look out a man discreet and wise, and set him over the land of Egypt. Genesis 41:33. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, Forasmuch as God has showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Genesis 41:39. Almost 20 years ago, my husband decided we would leave our lifetime home in Memphis and move to the country, 170 miles away. At our new home, many of our neighbors were Amish or Mennonite-born. It did not take us long to realize that discretion was a character trait highly valued among these plain people. Our Amish neighbors never used anyone unfairly and would never cheat or steal. Let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth. 1 Corinthians 10:24. We had an old red pickup truck that was pretty much a piece of junk, but it still ran. One of the young Amish men who did not have a vehicle needed to use a truck for a brief hauling project, and we told him he could use the old red truck. For years, the very rusty floor was about to fall through. When he returned the truck, we were stunned, for the floor was fixed, and we noticed it seemed to run smoother than it had before he borrowed it. And, shock of all shocks, the boy had filled the tank with gas. We figured the gas that was in it now would outlast the old truck. We've had a lot of people borrow a lot of things over the years, but we never had anyone treat our old truck better than they would have treated their own. After that, we were ready to loan him anything we had. Like Joseph of old, this young man showed himself to be discreet and wise. He was careful, considerate, and watchful of our property. When you are discreet, wise, and kind in your dealings with other people, you will reap the benefits throughout life. If you treat someone shabbily or unfairly, even when you have a good excuse, it will never be forgotten. Others will whisper your unjust deeds, adding their knowledge of your lack of honest dealings with them. Such a reputation is impossible to live down. An indiscreet person has to move often, leaving his tarnished reputation far behind. Honesty, kindness, integrity, and discretion pay dividends many times over. Seek to be honest. Discretion is good judgment. The fancy pig. A person without discretion is without honor. Remember the jewel in the pig's nose? As a jewel of gold in a swine's snout, so is a fair woman which was without discretion. Proverbs 11:22. If a woman uses her friends by asking unnecessary favors or by borrowing and not returning, she is showing a lack of basic courtesy, which is an important element of discretion. When a woman manipulates people or situations, leaving others feeling used, all the while smiling in triumph at getting her way, she is the one actually losing. Women who want the best food, clothes, chair, jewelry, car, etc., are fodder for Satan. Envy slayeth the silly one. Job 5:2. Silly one, rude, simple, contemptuous of character. Silly women are so easy to deceive into believing a lie. Satan will provide ample opportunities for her to use people. He wants to make fools of us all, but the woman without discretion is easy prey, making it easy for him to lead her astray. The woman without discretion will go to the local eatery and get 10 packets of sugar while sweetening her coffee, and use only one, taking the others home. She will use others' resources and think she is cool for pulling it off, and then will brag to her friends. Those who hear her might laugh, and she interprets it as admiration, but they go away knowing that there is something disgusting about their friend. She is not considerate, courteous, or thoughtful. She uses others with no thought to the hurt it might cause. You can see why God calls her a jewel on the end of a pig's nose. Men are aware that women are sometimes spiritually acute and sensitive, so unless the woman is proven otherwise, men tend to hold them in a kind of reverence. They like to believe their women are good, wholesome, and clean, and that their consciences are pure. Many a fight has occurred over a woman's honor. Down at the prison where my husband goes each week to preach, all the men hold their mamas in high esteem, but few care about their daddies. If a man of integrity has the misfortune of having a wife who has a suggestion of dishonesty about her, that man will be ashamed. But it will be a silent shame, and it will eat away at him, at his soul, and at his honor. Even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous. 1 Peter 3:4-8. Seek to be gracious. Discretion is good taste. The stove,